This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Confidence, we can make a difference in your day. This is the Thought Place, the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Jay, the two J's. What do we do? Cubed, squared? No.
Squared.
J squared, right? Okay.
Yeah.
That's Jennifer Horn's voice. Jay Kirshner is here. Let's hear your voice so we distinguish
Hello.
Between. Oh,
yes.
Listen.
Distinguish between the two J voices.
The two
voices.
Of them, right, exactly. Victoria Keelan, nobody confuses her for the others. She's there with her strong voice and strong thoughts and opinions. I find confidence to be attractive in people, frankly. That's why I think we all get along. I like all three of you because you are confident in your thoughts, confident as human beings. I think other people are attracted to that as well. If you're not a confident person, there's no inspiration there. There's no leadership there. There's no real preparation there. And success, I think, makes people feel good. And people like to be around successful people. Don't you find that to be the way? All your friends, let's think about your circle of friends. Aren't they all pretty successful? They like you because you're successful? You think that's a part of it? Seriously?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah.
What? Say
that. I don't think success is ever a measurement, honestly, in my group of, because everybody is so different. So, like, no one cares that I'm on the radio, and I don't care what someone else does. It's just mm-hmm. really more about, you know, our dynamics as people.
Yeah. Okay.
So, no, success doesn't factor into friendships. Yes. Maybe it does. Maybe that's a male-female thing. I don't know.
I think that there is something to be said for people that are like-minded in terms of ambition and stuff like that, I think. But I have friends from all walks of life. Some of them are ambitious in their careers, and others are more ambitious in their family life. And, you know,
right.
as long as you have
right.
fun and you stimulate each other, who cares?
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's a good way of understanding it. I think a lot of people around the country listening, we have a new affiliate in the Indianapolis area that's carrying the program at night, which I find very interesting. You folks can go to sleep
listening
to us.
Should we stop saying good morning?
Well, this is a program. I've always maintained that the program is really good for any time of the day. It is not necessarily, even though we may do it earlier in the day.
Can we stop recording it at 3 in the morning?
Yeah.
Right. Would that be all right?
No, it won't be, Jennifer. It's just tough. You got to live with it and live by it. The Russians have a circumstance today. It's the 11th of May, by the way, Tuesday morning. And the Russians are fretting about a big shootout there. So this is not something that just is. They point their fingers all the time. Look at you guys. You're out of control. We don't have stuff like that. Well, that's not true. 7 students were killed yesterday in a Russian school. This is the city of Kazan. 8 people all together, one of the teachers, and 7 students. 21 people were wounded, and a 19-year-old, same thing, angry white kid who shot the place up. And I'm not sure that they figure, the Russians don't really know how to deal with this. Well, maybe they don't know how to talk about it. Maybe that's it. They know how to deal with it because they'll probably take this kid out and shoot him. But anyway, the students running out of the building, you see that in the video, windows, smoke coming out, that sort of thing, gunshots, ambulances, the whole deal. If you didn't know it was Russia, you could have thought it could have, you know, been anywhere. They're 8th grade students. They were all killed by this 19-year-old. And he was described as a terrorist. I don't know. Is that how they would describe people like this? I mean, what is there about this place? What is there about these students? What is there about...
Well, was he acting politically, I guess, would be the question.
Well, I don't know that they've... I'm not sure that they... These kinds of things don't happen as much over there. They do happen, but not as much as they do here. And so that's what the government says. Well, you don't see much of this stuff over here.
Are they blaming us for this?
Of course, right? It's all over
the
media.
The Chinese blamed us for them not being able to control their rocket landing,
right.
So
yeah,
it's our fault,
right.
too.
Yeah, it's all our fault.
Too much American television.
That's it. Yep. shooter was a former student at the school who called himself God and his social media account. Okay, maybe that's
Terrorism. I think that's just mental illness.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of that in Russia because of the alcoholism that's there. You know, about 90% of the population in Russia is considered clinically in that the Molotov or the Zolotov cocktail, whatever it is, all of the vodka that they drink and whatever else that they drink. So this is something, but the kid was angry, obviously, duh.
See, that's Putin calling you right now. He's like, telling you ixnay on the Russian propaganda.
Yeah, exactly.
He goes, one word, Navalny. Your fact checker
says not everybody's an alcoholic in Russia.
Right. And okay. I love when Doug comes up with his own stats. 90% of people in Russia are alcoholics.
Well, I think that there's I don't know the exact number, but it's close to that.
I get that. I mean, we can wait if you want. I mean,
I'm going to have you talk about Governor Newsom announcing the economic recovery plan, the $600 everybody's going to get. In California, you can talk about that for a minute while I deal with whoever this joker is.
Well, I don't listen to you.
Put his phone off. I know.
Normally the phone ever rings in the studio. But here we go. All right, so anyway.
Does it scare you? I know. It's scary when the phone rings when it's not supposed to.
Right.
I think. Okay, so you want to know about Newsom. Newsom is our governor in California.
I already know about him. He's a jerkleburger, but now he's going to buy votes with all the budget surplus money that there is there? Hello.
Yeah, that seems to be the plan. So California, they say, has a budget surplus. It has for a while. It's not new, but all of a sudden Gavin Newsom has been compelled to want to give some of that money back to the California people, and I'm sure it has nothing to do with the fact he's facing a recall in a couple of months. So he promised yesterday $600 stimulus payments to two out of every three Californians. We're not really with, if he took care of all of the unfunded pension liabilities in the state, it's really a false surplus. So the state is actually in really big trouble, but because they don't have they don't really even want to talk about funding those pensions, then.
Is any of the news media there do fact checks to, this guy, they love him because he's a liberal Democrat. That's it. Bottom line. Ding, 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 ding.
I don't know. I've got a lot of liberal friends in L.A. who would love to see him go.
Most everybody wants to see him go, along with the mayor of L.A. So what's the Liz Cheney vote looking like, Jennifer?
I don't know. It's not going to happen until Wednesday, so we've got some time, a day or so. The fact that I think that they called for a vote means that they have the numbers to boot her from the leadership position. So she'll be out. Yeah. She knows she's going to be out. I don't know that it's much of a big deal, other than the fact that it just kind of solidifies what the agenda is going to be for Republicans moving into the next year. They think there's a real opportunity to recapture the House, and there is. So, they're making sure that everybody is on board to fundraise and to help empower the people who need to be elected.
So what happens to her voice?
Probably nothing. I mean, she still has the same voice that she did before. She was the conference chair. I mean,
people are acting like it's like the president's.
I know. I don't get
chair.
It.
This
it's
is
like,
crazy
it's,
now. I know. Or
it's
maybe
like
it's just
inside
Doug's
the party
obsession with it.
I know.
Well,
I feel like you're really obsessed with it. I don't know why you
like
her.
Let's move on. Okay, here we go. Let's talk about how
let's
the Republicans.
Let's talk about you and your obsession with Liz Cheney.
Right.
Because I remember all the things you used to say about her dad. So
her father is a jerk. I don't like her father at all.
So what do you like about her?
Like father, like daughter.
I would love to know what Doug does like about her.
Yeah, what do you like about her? Yeah, what?
Who said I liked her policies?
Well, what do you like about her?
I liked her policies.
Well, what do you like about her?
Up until a minute ago, you thought she was the lesbian daughter of Dick Cheney, and that's
not true.
So what?
Well, lesbians are attractive. What? You don't?
I know.
It's because you're
I'm curious.
You're not
but no, but I just didn't know if you thought there was a chance.
But the question is, what do you like about Liz Cheney that keeps? But what do you like about her that keeps you saying
I like
Liz Cheney?
I like it because she's sticking it to the Republican leadership. I guess that's why I like her.
Sticking it to the Republican
leadership? So why are they sticking it to her if she's not sticking it to them?
I don't know that anybody's sticking it to anybody.
Here's somebody the Republicans are sticking it to, Fauci. Yeah. If you look
he just totally avoided.
What? What do you want me to say?
Okay.
I think she's cute. Okay, next.
Oh, my God.
Republican anger at Fauci and what's going on, the bogus conspiracy theories that have come out of all of this stuff and how many people are dead, and he's overplayed his part. But the Republicans have got the machete out for him. Right, Jen, looks like they're... I mean, I don't know. What do you do with him?
What do you mean?
You keep discrediting him.
I don't know about that choice of words. I think Republicans are sick of him. I think a lot of Americans, forget their political preference, are sick of him. I think a lot of Americans are smart enough to know that he's flip-flopped a lot and that he probably is a political actor. I think a lot of people think that he probably enjoys this level of fame that he's received for the first time. So I don't even know if it's a political issue as much as it is just people who are oversaturated and who have said that they're following the science, but then they kind of don't. And I don't know. I think everybody's... Look, I don't think it's a political thing to be exhausted with.
I'm looking at an interview with Peter Navarro, who was in the Trump administration, said the Dr. Fauci likely, quote, killed millions of Americans.
Oh, my God. Navarro needs to go away. Really? I mean, it's one thing to say Fauci's oversaturated, but killing Americans?
Look, the reason that I think, and I don't know what Peter Navarro means by that, so I'm not even going to comment because I don't know what his justification is for saying that. But I think that the news media and, quite frankly, the Democratic critics of President Trump do have blood in their hands. I mean, there are plenty of people who could have been treated with ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine early on, but because
that's
that
true.
Became political, yeah, they let
that's
people
true.
Die.
Yeah, and, that's true. Fauci got on that. He was he didn't help that situation either. So maybe there's something to it when you look at it that way. That's okay. All right, 17 and change after the hour. A quick reminder about how to lose weight and keep it off. Thanks to your friends and my friends, the doctor and his three nurses that 24 years ago came up with this formula, mostly collagen protein and digestive enzymes, the complex simple formula. I know that sounds like an oxymoron, but the complexities of your body and the simpleness of this formula, put them together, and what do you have? You got a great product that helps you lose weight and keep it off. Now there's a 90-day free policy. You can buy 90 days supply of Calitrin, get another 90 days free as the Mother's Day sale continues. Check it out. See how you can win, how you can keep the weight off that you've lost by using Calitrin. Toploss.com is their website. When you check out, use the discount code DJV.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
As summertime gets underway, what do the kids have planned? How about a fun summer activity that will benefit them for the rest of their lives? Building math excellence with Mathnasium. Mathnasium's personalized learning plans are proven to improve grades and help kids catch up and get ahead with live face-to-face instruction either in-center or online. There's no better time for kids to take a leap forward in math than summer, and there's no better place for it than Mathnasium. To learn more and schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math.
It's like I blinked and suddenly all my business shifted to e-commerce.
Now my business hours are whenever my customers need me.
My customers want everything now and faster than ever. It's a whole different world.
Your business is changing. The United States Postal Service is changing with it. We're bringing you fast, reliable shipping nationwide. And we're bringing it right when your customers need it. Let's discover new routes. Visit USPS.com/new routes. The United States Postal Service. Priority, you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
It's 23 after the hour on the Seriously Unsuperficial DJV program with Victoria, and JJ has the latest on who's buried under Carol Baskin's house. Okay, right after this. Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. All right, yep. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV. All right, so I'm sure you've all been waiting on the edge of your bed or your seat or wherever you are at the moment, wondering what Carol Baskin has done with her ex-husband. Apparently, the...
Well, his ex-wife and his daughters would like to know.
Right. Okay. So, where is he? What's the story, Jay? You've done the research. You know where he is. Come on, out with it.
According to an anonymous letter, underneath Carol Baskin's house. Jeff Lowe received the letter back in May 2020. Authorities had asked for it, but he said that...
Why did he wait all this time to disclose the contents of the letter?
Because Tiger King 2 producers advised him to hold on to it. So after, now that filming has wrapped, he has turned the letter over to the Hillsborough County authorities. So we'll see. I mean, nobody has that many tigers. I mean, if she killed her husband, you're not going to find a body. The tigers ate him.
Well, right. And that's been the rumor that she fed, because he was leaving her. He literally left her, and he was a millionaire, and he was leaving her high and dry. He had a will that the sheriff down in whatever county she lives in Florida.
How'd she kill him? How'd she kill him? Poison him?
I think there was poison or something. I mean, she was out at like 3 in the morning and claims that she was looking for him. It was a, it's a very weird story, but the bottom line is, I think the end result is that, you know, she fed him, she fed his body to a tiger. But the sheriff, though, confirmed that she altered his will, that it is, that the signature is a forgery. So now there's a civil lawsuit between the ex-wife and the daughters of the first husband and Carol Baskin, because Carol cut them off and wouldn't give them any money. So I don't know how she hasn't been busted yet. I mean, a forgery is a forgery. His lifelong secretary had the only copy of the will, and so she was like, well, it was never taken from my desk, and no one knew that I had it. It's, so where did Carol come up with this will that magically left her everything? I'm telling you, you need to watch this, this whole series.
Oh, my God.
It's so...
Here's some more drama from Unork City. Alec Baldwin, Andy Cohen, and some others have taken up what is, I think, a good cause. So what is trending on social media with regard to these folks, Jay?
Yeah, a lot, Hollywood's biggest stars are teaming up with the American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, supporting a New York bill that would get rid of retail puppy sales.
Good.
Good.
Yeah.
That's happened in a lot of other
this
states.
This is great.
Yeah. Yep. No more puppy mills. That's where my dog Daisy came from. A puppy mill down in either Alabama or Arkansas. Yep. Poor thing lived in a cage for 2 years. Had two litters. Couldn't even walk when I got her. So good. Shut them all down. Okay. We asked people on our social media what the last movie was when you actually went to a theater. What'd you get?
Tom Brown saw Wrath of Man just the other night with Jason Statham, the Guy Ritchie movie.
Mm-hmm.
Ronnie Yappo hasn't been to a movie theater since Titanic, 1997. Sidney Hottinus was End of Days, 1999, with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, great. Okay, Sherry went to see Bohemian Rhapsody. Good for you. All right, thanks for the input. 28 after on the DJV program.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Have you heard all the good news about Ebon's Bakehouse? Gluten-free goodness in cookies, in breads. That's the secret at Ebon's Bakehouse. Go to their website, ebonsbakehouse.com, to find all the various products. There are all kinds of things that we all now know about gluten, how bad it is for us. I'm one of those people that has a severe reaction. That's one of the reasons that I've gotten so excited about talking to you about the products you can get at ebonsbakehouse.com. Breads, cookies, rolls. This stuff is fabulous. All the ladies on the DJV program have eaten it. They love it. Anybody I know who has had any of these products, love, love, love them. You will love them too. Use the code DJV for a big discount when you check out ebonsbakehouse.com. Order, enjoy, go back again. It's 100% guaranteed or your money back that you will love the products from Ebon's Bakehouse at ebonsbakehouse.com.
Tired of lying awake, tossing and turning, just hoping for a few hours of sleep? Get the sleep you crave with the one-of-a-kind Tempur-Pedic. Only Tempur-Pedic uses proprietary Tempur material that continuously adapts in response to your body to relieve pressure, so you get deep, uninterrupted sleep all night, every night. The Tempur-Pedic Summer of Sleep starts now with all Tempur-Pedic mattresses on sale and savings of...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
North Carolina Governor Ray Cooper declares a state of emergency Monday amid fuel supply fears after the Carolina pipeline was shut down by hackers 5 days ago. The operator of the pipeline confirmed that Line 4, a smaller spur, was running manually to move its existing inventory from North Carolina to Maryland. The Colonial Line runs from the Gulf Coast to the New York City Harbor area and is expected to start up again later this week. Embattled California Governor Democrat Gavin Newsom announced Monday that the state is projected to have a $38 billion surplus in 2021, and Newsom wants to use it to pay California residents money as they prepare to recall Newsom in November. California has the highest estimated debt of any state, with nearly $363 billion in liabilities in 2019. Tim Tebow is going back to the National Football League. The Jacksonville Jaguars are expected to sign the 33-year-old to a one-year contract this week to play tight end. USA Radio News.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
More COVID-19 messaging from government officials. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Dr. Anthony Fauci said over the weekend that it was time to start relaxing indoor mask regulations, emphasizing that as more people get vaccinated, the less those mandates will be needed. Dr. Francis Collins agrees. The head of the National Institutes of Health tells CNBC that infection rates in a community will likely determine how fast public health measures can be pulled back.
Well, CDC has a tough job here to try to give the best possible guidance to everybody when, in fact, the frequency with which the virus is circulating in communities is not all the same. Certainly, as that goes down, as more vaccinations get put in place, and we're on a pretty good path here, we should be able to see CDC relax those indoor mask guidance. And right now, of course, you can gather with other people who you know have been immunized in small groups. My wife and I have been able to have small dinners with people that we were quite comfortable with because we knew they'd also had their shots.
Before COVID-19 ravaged the world, Dr. Anthony Fauci's National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases provided the money for coronavirus research at China's Wuhan Institute. The question now, could a Fauci-funded experiment be the source of the COVID-19 pandemic? The Wall Street Journal and Fox News are leaning in that direction. The Bulletin of Atomic Scientists, Nicholas Wade, argues that the Chinese lab is the most likely source of the pandemic. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Bry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
If you care where your food comes from and who doesn't, you'll love the American Family Farmer podcast. Just visit AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com and press play. Or find us on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Gail, do you have the music from the Twilight Zone? Was that a recognizable theme? I'm trying to remember.
Oh, yeah, isn't it like do-do-do-do-do-do,
yeah.
Right? Isn't it like something weird?
Right. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. My version is better than yours. Jay, you want to
try? Sure, because yours was so on key.
Right. Yeah, no, you guys have crushed it. I'm not even going to touch it.
There it is. There it is.
It's very, like, if you think about it, it's kind of like 60s beatnik or 50s beatnik kind of sound to it.
Yeah.
The bongos and...
What do you know about beatnik? Is that something your mother told you about? I've never heard you use a term. Beatnik. You don't know.
I know, slam poetry. Well, it became slam poetry, but yeah, the beatniks and the poetry and, yeah, and like the wearing all black and like the French jazz. I love that whole scene.
Really?
He's got a cigarette holder, even though I don't like cigarettes, but yeah, it's kind of, yeah, I like that whole scene.
Today.
I doubt you were ever in like the beatnik
you,
scene.
You, not me. May 11th celebration of National Twilight Zone Day back to the 1950s, as Victoria has suggested. You know what the Twilight Zone is, don't you, Jay?
Yeah. Know that. I've never watched any of them, but yeah, it was movies, TV series.
Yeah, right. Science fiction began kind of with, well, television it did, not in radio. But there are, because there are other things. The radio, because it is the imagery that comes from just a spoken word, it was much more effective back when the radio was doing this sort of thing to scare people. But the Twilight Zone was pretty scary, frankly.
Well,
the
Shatner
episode with him on the outside of the plane, that was, I didn't see a lot of him, but he, that was the man, Rod Serling, had one kind of bizarre, Mondo Bizarro. His mind was created. This is a guy who was very young when he came up with the idea for the series, one of the youngest people in Hollywood to have the kind of success. He was a boxer. He was an airplane pilot. And that's where a lot of the stories came from for the program. And if you remember the narrator, that was him. He was the voice. And he could do things with his voice that would scare you, that would kind of, it would impact, would set the tone for that Twilight Zone episode so well. Anyway, it was on the air for 5 years, and has been around in, you know, all kinds of different, you know, like the, it's kind of like Law and Order. It shows up on all those cable channels a lot. And anyway, so Steven Spielberg did a movie in 1983, and then the show came back. CBS did it in 1985. It was on for 4 or 5 more years. Jordan Peele brought a new incarnation to All Access. I don't think that. See, that's the problem.
I've heard that that's really good.
Yeah.
The Jordan Peele, the new ones. But it was on CBS All Access, and I didn't feel. I was never a Twilight Zone fan anyway. My husband loves them, and he's tried to force me to watch a bunch of them, and I think they're all just weird and dumb. But I wouldn't have subscribed to CBS All Access for that. But friends of mine and my brother really loves the Twilight Zone, so he thinks that the new ones are really good. Apparently, they're very much an homage to the original, so it's not like if you watched it now, if you were a fan, you probably would like the new ones.
Yes. Yeah, I think you're right about that. Today, May 11th, is also Eat What You Want Day. Okay, Jay.
That's called AKA at? The entire last year.
Yeah.
Is that all day, or day?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yesterday was your birthday, so what'd you eat on your birthday that sort of celebrated the specialness of you having your birthday?
We went and got pizza just because the day didn't go as planned and it was easy and quick. But
in other words, Mac messed up your birthday. Is that what you're saying?
No. Our plans were to go to the farmer's market. I really wanted some bubble tea, and that was about the
bubble
only thing we got.
Tea?
Yeah, the farmer's
What's
market was pretty much closed.
It's like a
milk tea, a tea latte kind of thing,
and really? It
has tapioca.
The farmer's market is closed. See, there's another ridiculous reality coming out of COVID. Farmer's market's closed. Huh? Why in the world you close the farmer's market where you can get the best food, the local food that helps keep you healthy during a situation like this? Good God. All right, new moon tonight. So those of you who are
one, right?
Psychic, yeah, well, it's the
this
new moon
supposed to be a very
ushering
good one.
In. We're going to have Mercury going into retrograde over the weekend again. So grab it while you can, folks. The president has proclaimed this week National Transportation Week. And if you don't think that's a celebration, check out what it's going to cost you to fly or to rent a car this summer or to buy gasoline this summer. I'm not trying to throw cold water on that because I think we're kind of excited about taking trips and stuff. I'm going to take a trip to Israel later in the year. I'm glad I'm not going now. Did you see what's going on?
Wait till things calm down a bit.
Well, there's always something going on. But apparently Hamas fired some rockets into Jerusalem. This is the first time in the past 7 years since the Gaza war. And so now the Israelis will retaliate. It's the same old story. Back and forth. They do the same
they
old.
They wounded 300 Palestinians.
Yeah.
And then they killed 20, including 9 children. So, yeah, that's awful. It's just, it never ends with these people.
No,
with these
it's
two
been
groups,
around
it's just
Cain and
ending.
Abel. Started with Cain and Abel and continues. It does. It's just the same.
I don't know why non-Middle Easterners even get involved in this. And I mean, whether it's the European Union.
I
didn't
bother to talk about it.
Or why, I mean, politically, why do we even bother getting involved? Because we don't understand the history.
No.
It's never going to, it's like having someone from, you know, another country come over here and tell us, you know, that they understand the race relations that go back to slavery in this country. Well, you don't. You know, you're just an outsider, and you say, oh, here's how to fix it. And outsiders have been doing this to Israel since the state of Israel began.
Mind your own business.
Here's how to fix it. Well, no, we don't fully understand all of the implications and the emotionality that's involved.
Yeah.
Like, there's so much there, so stay out of it.
A lot of violence.
Sorry, Jared Kushner. I know.
The Israeli police raided the mosque, which is part of the, you know, there are, remember, that Jerusalem is the seed, S-E-A-D or S-E-E-D, but either or, of the three major religions. All in the same square mile, the development of Judaism, the development of Christianity, the development of the Muslim religion, all came in the holy, what is now described as the holy city of Jerusalem. And you know what? I, having been in that city five times over my life, walk through it, see how interesting it is for all of these merchants, everybody who's in there, all get along fine. It's the outside influence, actually, in my mind, that creates this. The kids that go to school together, the Muslims, the Christians, the Jews, that go to school together in certain sections of, it's not the holy city, but right around within the city. I remember on one of my trips, I interviewed six youngsters. There were two Muslims, there were two Christians, and there were two Jews that all went to school together. Private school, they look at each other and they wonder what it is, what's the problem? And then they all agreed it was their parents and their parents' parents who were the problem.
Yeah, it's like the Catholics
course,
and the Protestants in Ireland.
Yeah,
the same thing.
The same thing. Perfect.
Yeah, they have all the friends, and, you know, if they're in schools and, you know, together, and it's not a big deal. But the parents are the ones who are perpetuating this stuff. It's horrible.
Yeah.
I don't know what the point of it is. What are you hanging on to? Who cares?
Yeah. Right. Okay, so the Biden administration is going to prohibit health care providers from discriminating against gay people, transgender people. I didn't know this had been, I guess I didn't remember what happened.
Well, it got rolled back
rolled back a little bit.
It got rolled back, and so essentially it allowed insurance companies and doctors and hospitals to not treat LGBTQ people, especially the transgender community. And this was, I don't even know how they got away with it, because the Supreme Court ruled on this last year. This is, so Biden's not doing anything new. He's just saying, hello, we're going to uphold what the Supreme Court ruled on, that you cannot discriminate against anyone based on their sexual orientation or gender identity. It's that simple. So, I don't know. People, the anti-trans movement that's happening right now is just so baffling to me.
Why? Yeah, I mean, what do you care?
It's like, how often are you
sexual?
Even going to encounter a trans
person
you in your daily life?
How are they going to give you cooties? What are they going to do?
We need to stop telling
people
how to live their lives.
Exactly.
Yeah, hello. Thank you. Goodbye. China, we have to have at least one China story every day. The population of the worst country in the world is growing at its slowest pace since the revolution in the 40s. And so they're now trying to figure, you know, they did that. They literally aborted millions of babies. The Chinese government aborted. They didn't want girls.
I thought they killed them, like, after they were born.
They aborted some of them. They killed some of them. They did, you know, what you'd expect from this bunch. And so now they're concerned, apparently, that their population growth is growing practically zero. This is something I maintain ought to be done everywhere. Zero population growth. Have two children, that's it. Well, they haven't even allowed two children, so now they're wondering how their economy is going to grow. How do they shovel it back up again? That'll be interesting to see what they come up with on that level. I see Snoop Dogg is talking about the new movie that is going to be an overview of his life. So don't they, Martha Stewart and he have a, don't they have a Bic commercial out right
yes.
now? They do all so much
stuff
together.
They have a new lighter, Bic lighter commercial. It's very cute.
Yeah.
Very much
what
in keeping
it?
With, well, because, you know, because Snoop says, oh, these little, you know, those long lighters that you can use to light a grill. A lot of people
oh,
use
yeah.
them, you know, the Bic long right. lighter. So now they make shorter yeah. ones. And so Snoop is applying all kinds of uses that he would use. And Martha corrects him. She's like, no, Snoop, it's for lighting a candle, like not lighting a joint, you know, things. It's cute. It's very much
really.
On their brand. Yeah.
You'd have thought this guy, remembering back to when he was a kid, I remember him when he was just coming on the scene, I wouldn't have given you a nickel that he'd last a year because he was always stoned. He always looked like he was on the way out, and he would slide on a banana peel, and that'd be the end of him. But, you know, to give him credit, he's made whatever his shtick is last. What is he, in his 50s now? How old is Snoop Dogg, would you say?
He's
got to be in his 50s.
He's got to be
early
50s.
Early
yeah. 50s, you think?
I would
have guessed
50s.
Late 50s.
Well, he looks
yeah.
like he's like 90 because of the way he's lived his life, but he's a character.
He's
49.
Is
oh,
that my it? God, really?
Wow.
Okay,
oof.
That's surprising.
That really is surprising. You know what else is surprising? What's going on with the people that are buying MyPillow products? The satisfaction quotient is superb. Nothing beats what you get from MyPillow, whether it's the pillows themselves, the towels. We've been talking a lot about the towels. Every towel is made from proprietary technology. That is, they're soft to the touch, but they actually absorb water. What a concept. Need new towels? Need new sheets? Need new pillows? Need new comforters? Need new blankets? Need new whatever you need when it comes to having a comfortable sleeping experience and a comfortable kind of, what's enhanced, I guess, their ability. They made bathrobes this year and pajamas and loungewear and stuff because people were staying home. We were talking about that earlier, ladies, right? All
yeah,
the people
well, they had to
home.
Adapt to what
yeah,
people
right.
needed. Yeah.
So that's why MyPillow has done so well. You can do so well yourself. Limited time, 40% off the new My Slippers also. All part of which you'll find MyPillow products in the product catalog at MyPillow.com. When you buy them and you check out, make sure you use the DJV code because you'll either get a BOGO deal. There are different promos for different products, but if you use the DJV code, you'll make sure you get the best of all of those promo deals, including 60-day money-back guarantee on any product you buy and the 10-year warranty. At MyPillow.com, using the code DJV.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, so I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I take Garlique every day to help maintain healthy cholesterol. No garlic breath.
And Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency, so you know it works.
Take charge of your cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
It's like I blinked and suddenly all my business shifted to e-commerce.
Now my business hours are whenever my customers need me.
My customers want everything now and faster than ever. It's a whole different world.
Your business is changing. The United States Postal Service is changing with it. We're bringing you fast, reliable shipping nationwide. And we're bringing it right when your customers need it. Let's discover new routes. Visit USPS.com/new routes. The United States Postal Service. Priority you.
Run with us on a John Deere Z365 RZ Track mower, built for taking it easy. We're talking lemonade on a lazy afternoon easy. That's why we added the Easy Change 30-second oil change system to make the job nice and simple. And with the convenience of standard mulch control, you'll control your clippings without any extra effort. So you can get back to the good stuff, because lawns aren't just for mowing, they're for living. Nothing runs like a Deere. Search John Deere Z300 for more.
Nothing beats the feel of a MyPillow towel when you step out of the shower.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Past the hour here on today's DJV program. You'll all be excited to know that Chuck Curry is with us, and in a matter of moments, we're going to touch into your experiences of life. This will be a dramatic portion of the program. Stay tuned.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
All right, so those of you who are fans of Grey's Anatomy, you recognize that theme. I've been on television for 18, 19 seasons, I think. They just announced that Ellen Popeo and all the rest of the staff getting big raises, and they're going on for another year. What about this as a movie, Chuck, or what happens if this gets made into the movie? The fan base would probably like it, right?
No, I don't see that ever happening. I don't. Certain really? Things are meant for TV. Yeah, I mean, it was just renewed for its 18th season. I still think it's a fairly decent show. I think it's maybe not as good as it was in its prime, but it's still solid. The ratings were up 4% year to year, and across all platforms, around 15 million viewers an episode.
You know, okay, so talking about, listen, I saw something about NCIS.
She makes a ton of money, yeah.
Yeah, she does make a lot of money. The NCIS history and how many people watch it, Maria Bello, who is basically a movie actress, was on NCIS for 3.5 years, and she decided to leave to go back to do movies, but she loved it. And all the things that people say, with the exception of Polly Perrette, who left, they all loved the time that they spent there. But imagine this, conceptually. She acknowledged that leaving the most watched television program in the world, not just in America, but in the world, was a difficult decision for her to make. And I could imagine that when you look at the
exposure. Of course, I mean, the ego's got to take over a little, right? I mean,
right, yeah.
And so many actors leave at the height of popularity on a show, thinking it will catapult them into something bigger, and it very rarely happens.
It worked for George Clooney.
George
Clooney,
yeah.
It did not work for the guy from NYPD, Caruso, NYPD Blue.
Didn't work for Caruso. He hasn't been. What's he done?
No, it didn't.
Caruso, what's he done since Miami PD or whatever it was called?
Not much that I know. Not high profile. You know, I have a barometer what is generational. So I employ a lot of high school and college girls. So I have a TV in my ice cream parlor and also in my smoothie shop. And they usually put on Friends, which obviously is not in their generation, but still tremendously popular.
Yeah.
They'll put on Grey's Anatomy. And believe it or not, they put on iCarly. From the Nickelodeon that's now
they
on.
They put
Netflix.
On what? What's it? What
iCarly.
Is it?
iCarly.
What's
iCarly.
That? I don't even know what that is.
Well, if they're in high school, then they grew up on iCarly.
What is it?
It's a TV show. I think wasn't Demi Lovato
on iCarly? It was geared to young teens on the Nickelodeon channel. But it's going to be revived on, I believe, Paramount Plus. They're going to revive it. So, yeah, Grey's Anatomy is very, very popular. 18 seasons is a very long time. I still think Gunsmoke ran for 20 years, 55 to 75.
Law and Order.
TV show.
Law and Order has the original Law and Order was 22 seasons. SVU is creeping up on it. This is the 21st season of SVU.
Wow.
And with the attention being given, the best ratings on Thursday night are by far the pairing of SVU with the new Law and Order with Chris Maloney. And now the intrigue is beginning to set in, the intrigue of him and his relationship with Mariska, with Benson's character, the character that you can see it, what they're trying to do. And the audience loves it. Oh, they've been wanting those two together.
Well, they're both single now, right, on the show?
No,
That is very impressive that writers could keep a show going. So that
that's the key.
That is the key, isn't it?
Yeah, to come up with those different stories every week that will compel you to want to go back. Blue Bloods is a good example of that. The writing is always great. The story between the family and then the other stuff that's episodic. Great stuff. All right, very stimulating, Chucker. Thank you for being here. Chuck Curry with Victoria.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.